let's get started. If people would refresh their page and check to make sure I've got you on the attendee list. I've got Ken Bukowski, Yuri Muloff, Michael Gruninger, Bart Geidelwich, Joni Tuminen, Till Masakowski, and Mike Dean. Please take a look at the agenda now and let me know if people have things to add to the agenda, suggested corrections, amendments, and so on. So, let's go to the agenda proper discussion item. First of all, I have an update on the OOR policy. And if people still remember, at the last meeting, we sort of cut out a couple of options and say we will default to the simplified BSD, but then we will also accept at a minimal Mozilla and Eclipse licenses, and then consider other ones on a case-by-case basis. The reason why we added Mozilla and Eclipse was because the BioPortal code is under Mozilla license now, and it's Semyon code, which Cameron Ross is going to contribute, is under Eclipse license. I have good news because since then, behind the scene, I've been talking both to Mark Musen and to Cameron Ross, and Mark has agreed to, based on our sending them a letter requesting for either that they change to BSD or they make a special donation of the code base under a dual license arrangement so that their contribution to OOR is under simplified BSD. He's willing to walk that through NIH and NCBO for us and their other NCBO partners for us. And also I talked to Cameron Ross, who is equally happy to accept simplified BSD. And of course he said he will still have to check to make sure that does not create conflict, and to the extent that the Eclipse people will pick him out of the Eclipse environment. So barring those, then we will be able to comply with all the experts' recommendations, which means we stay with one single very simple license, namely the two-clause BSD license. And then I will fine-tune the policy to read simplified BSD license to be our license, and then on a case-by-case basis, we will consider other gift licenses. So, and then default everyone else, I mean, in the future submitting will need to contribute, or making contributions will need to contribute under the simplified BSD license. That, in the long run, would be best for us to really make OOR a universal resource that everyone will be able to use with the least legal encumbrance. Any question on that?
So you have not considered the GPL license?
We have. I mean, if you go back onto the earlier discussion, since this is not an ICR session, I don't want to go through it. We will be accepting dependencies from other libraries, like Apache libraries, LGPL libraries, and so on. We actually have not considered reciprocal licenses as being the main license for OOR, because the vision for OOR is to allow people to contribute very freely, particularly on the content basis, because our content license will only govern the public instance that we are standing up. The software can be run by anybody who could even run it behind firewalls, run it as proprietary stuff without invoking our content license. Our content license would only govern the content which is uploaded to the public instance.
Yeah, just because GPL would enforce that people who contribute also share their contributions.
Because
if this has been discussed earlier, I don't want to reopen the discussion.
Right. Yeah, we understand. I mean, GPL is, I mean, what some people call a viral license, and we wanted to stay out of reciprocal licenses of that type. And stay very much to a gift license, or what people call an academic license, and the most simple form of that. Ken, you seem to have a question.
Well, I thought it would be helpful if you could just put a link to that license. So that...
Oh, I have not written it yet. If you go to the ORIPR sessions, or the IP Open Ontology Repository _ IPR within the resources, the licenses will be listed there. Since
I was suggesting you just put the link to that one license that you mentioned.
Okay. Yeah.
On this page.
Okay. I sort of hate to do this. Because it may be out of context, but I'll try to put it onto the chat board then, if you give me a moment.
The only reason I mention it is just that the context is that as we develop software for the, I'm developing things for the OR, I would want to know what license to attach to it.
Yes, of course.
All right. Less concerned about the discussion about IPR as I am about getting it up, getting the software properly annotated.
Okay, coming up. PSD. All right, it's on the chat board.
Okay, thanks.
Yuri, you have your hand is up. Was that the earlier question, or you have?
I just for me the Eclipse for now is great because I'm working with this stuff. I have a question: if we say want to change our mind in the future, and would like to change some sort of license, what about the stuff prepared based on what we have now? Can we change anything in the future with the content developed based on this type of license if we as a community change our mind again and confirm it or whatever, the development process ideas?
Are you referring to, first of all, are you still talking about licenses?
Yeah, I'm talking about licenses too.
Okay, so then are you talking, let's go down the route. Are you talking about software or content? Software is sort of
about
the code.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Content.
You're talking the about content. Content would be the ontology that people upload to the repository. So it has nothing to do with the software. So.
Oh, you mean the different.
Yeah, content is the other ontologies. Let's say if someone wrote an ontology for automotive parts, or the automotive industry in the upload. I mean, that would be the ontology, and it has nothing to do with, let's say, the ontology repository software that makes up the place where he puts that ontology. So content is for the ontology.
Yeah, and what about software? If the developers of the software
Yes.
Under the license we choose.
Yeah, the software will be under the BSD license. The content will be under either the BSD license, or simplified BSD license, or a Creative Commons attribution only license. But those two restrictions are only for the content uploaded to the public instance of the OOR, which is run by the OOR team. Because OOR is a federated system, so there will be maybe 1,000 different instances of which we will only run maybe one or a few. The OOR team will be running a few, actually. We'll be running a production instance, a sandbox instance, possibly a few developmental instances, and so on. So our public instance will be governed by the content license, but other people can run it either also under some open license or run it as a proprietary repository. Mm-hmm. That is allowed by virtue of the BSD license.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we move forward. So I recap a few discussions spring up from the last meeting. Essentially, we want to discuss in depth the API, sort of based on the API, the discussion on architecture. We want to discuss API and CL support, common logic support. We talked about setting up an architecture team with a whole bunch of candidate members, including Mike Dean, Ken McCloskey, Todd Schneider, Emmanuel Norman, Till Mazikowski, Cameron Ross, Michael Gruninger, Adam Pease, Natasha Noy. These are candidate people, I mean, whom we really want to be on the team, but then we can't make people go on the team. We definitely look forward to their volunteering to do it. Other people desirable include like Alex Garcia, Matthew DeKine, Mike Ushel, John Bateman, John Sower, Pat Hayes, Pat Cassidy, Mark Muse, and Leo Obers, and Peter Yim, and others. I'm listing names of people who seem to be involved or who have indicated they will be contributing code or anything. I may have missed, I mean, the other people who have been very active at the meetings, like Bart, Ali Hashami, I'm not sure whether they are contributing codes or providing guidance to the code contribution, so please step up. I mean, and don't feel slighted because your name is not on there. Equally important, I mean, other people were on this call. So this is the meeting that we want to talk about architecture, API, possibly maybe metadata that needs to be involved, and so on. Supposedly no presentation. And I have a link to the architecture baseline because, I mean, that is by far the only code we have, and that's the BioPortal code. The link is there. I'm on purple number 2J36 now. So we go into the discussion now as the first question, which I will pose to the chat board. What are the key requirements of the new OOR architecture? I mean, very briefly, can people sort of type in one or two things that they think they really want to see in the new architecture? Yuri, your hand is still up. If you have a remark, please, or if you want to lower your hand, you can do that by pressing on the hand button again.
I'm sorry, I can't move it. I just tried to. No, I have no question for now.
Okay, but you can you if you press the hand button, it didn't work.
No, I just moved here.
Oh,
did it.
All right, you did it. Now you're sleeping, or you are awake. If you click that ZZZ button, it'll take out the fact that you are awake too. Okay, I think we have exhausted people's contribution, and I wouldn't read it through, but we'll call the results. So I guess so far all the results are consistent if people have objections to, oh yes, great. If people have objections to any of the statements typed in so far, this is a good time to raise it. Java based is slightly questionable. Do we want to specify, or restrict contributions to Java? I personally think that is we may not want to make that as a key tenet of the OR architecture. Any discussion?
Is anyone actually considering a contribution other than Java?
I beg your pardon? What?
Is this a real issue? I mean, is anybody going to be contributing something other than Java?
Yeah, perhaps Ruby on Rails, because we have modified BioPortal, and this is Ruby on Rails. So I would prefer some kind of language agnostic approach.
Right, I think we should keep it language agnostic. I mean, even if it turns out everyone will be contributing in Java, we should not specify, that should not be part of the architecture, I don't think. But
well, if we assume SOA, then hopefully it can be language agnostic.
Right. Or if we, the reason why we are specifying APIs is that we want to totally make that independent. So Yuri, would it be okay if we don't consider sort of restricting the contributions to Java based?
Okay, of course. I thought that to specify some architectural details, it would be better than take the common ideas. So what type of API or what more detailed restrictions on this to make it as a construction, not just as an ambiguous or common idea.
Reading on the agenda, further down we have a sort of recommended development platform, and we want to come to a consensus. I think that would be the point where your Java proposal would fit in better than at the OR architecture discussion. And if you would type in sort of withdrawing your Java based your suggestion, then I think it would be best.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Then
one thing I would like to ask is, Peter, you said it must accommodate both the existing code base and new contributions.
Yes.
I'm not sure that is compatible with the other suggestions. For instance, multiple ontology specification languages and support for OMC. Oh, and just the fact that it does SOA is another one. Existing code base is not based on SOA.
I know the existing code base. Accommodate does not mean we have to stay with that. But I think we need to, because I mean that is the first contribution, and although I mean it's the only thing we have. I definitely would want to see it that we continue to have some sort of interoperation, some sort of mutual co-evolutionary arrangement with BioPortal. And say, for example, I would not tomorrow drop BioPortal altogether and say, let's take Atom Pieces, Sigma engineering environment to be the OR, and we architect the OR against what Atom is using. I think we sort of had that discussion at the last meeting too. I don't think there's a serious conflict. I mean, it may create some work so that we always have, and it's like, I mean, people developing new code saying that they have to be backward compatible. I mean, it's more work than starting green on a greenfield basis, but I think we should do that. Of course, I mean, that's my personal opinion. We can discuss this here, definitely.
Does anyone else have anything to say about that point? Michael?
Well, yeah, I think we're still kind of, like, there's a tension between having being able to reuse as much as possible of what's already been done, while at the same time relaxing the implementation decisions that were built into that and that aren't so flexible. So it's a really tough call, in terms of how to kind of, we don't want to re-implement, everything that's been done in BioPortal, but at the same time, we need to identify what those really restrictions were and kind of redesign an architecture that doesn't build in those same assumptions. So I'm still haven't got a good clear handle on exactly how to proceed from a software perspective.
Not being a coder myself, I definitely don't know how to proceed, but that does not stop me from suggesting that it probably is possible, and it may be more work. I mean, it's just like people developing software that needs to be backward compatible. I mean, needs to do more work than if they were starting from afresh.
Well,
maybe Mike Dean, are you still online? You may be on mute.
I am. I'm not really sure the best way to... Yeah, I share the goal, but I'm not sure how to achieve it either.
Well, I'm in the process of doing this, identifying what the API is right now for BioPortal, and there are difficulties that I can see. I mean, we're to some degree, I think we can maintain compatibility, but you also have to be prepared for the possibility that we won't be backward compatible with some of the parts of BioPortal.
I think, go ahead.
I think we
declare our intent and do the best we can. That I think would suffice, rather than declaring, okay, we are starting from greenfield, let's drop everything and start from scratch. That would definitely not be a position I would prefer taking. If we went back to the session, the fork session, I think the proposal from Bremen, Emmanuel's presentation, sort of put it at least described it fairly well and gave us at least hopes that they have also consider the both aspects of doing something more than what BioPortal can offer right now, as well as trying to stay compatible.
I think something else that we want to, you know, do is distinguish between those aspects of the architecture that are of existing architecture, say, for example, like WirePortal, but, you know, other ones too, like, you know, Neon, places where the software functionality is independent of the ontology language versus those functionalities that are seem to be at least implemented dependent on the ontology language. Because there's a lot of different features that just you don't care what that underlying ontology really is. I mean, if you're doing things like, you know, uploading, downloading, you know, files, doing version management, that's independent of whatever the language is. On the other hand, if you are doing things like, you know, perhaps maybe some kinds of browsing, maybe ontology language dependent, mappings, you know, might be ontology language dependent. So those would be the things that you know, would be different in something like BioPortal versus, say, something like Caloi versus something, you know, in Neon or HETS. And so if you can kind of, you know, separate those out, and then whether there are ones that do depend on the language, to kind of identify from a more abstract perspective what's actually going on here, and then that there'd be these, you know, kind of specializations depending on what the language was. Because we're really not dealing with too many languages. I mean, basically, we're dealing with some version of OWL. Well, I guess BioPortal does have OWL and OBO format. So BioPortal already does support multiple formats, but still, we're not really talking about a whole lot of languages. Right, so what parts of these architectures are really, should be ontology language independent, and which ones are actually somehow tied to that and maybe should be re-implemented? Like, maybe that we could focus our re-implementation efforts on those aspects.
Yeah, well, I've actually taken the, I have the interface for BioPortal Facebook, what we have right now. And I have posted a link there on the chat room.
Can we discuss those detail after we get past this point?
I was just pointing out that it is divided up in such a way that hopefully we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
To what you're suggesting.
Good.
I have a division that will hopefully should help do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Split up according to those things that are ontology language dependent and those that aren't.
So, can we say we are in agreement? At least, I mean, these key, except for the Java-based URI, I still hope that you can withdraw that Java-based suggestion, because, I mean, these things will actually end up as sort of the key tenets that will drive the future architecture. I mean, every time we'll come back and say, are we violating any one of these? So, would need you to withdraw that Java-based suggestion and maybe bring it back in later. Yuri?
Yes, okay. Sure. So I just removed my suggestion because it's not very important in this point of discussion.
All right. So can we say that we sort of agree, at least, I mean, you're not against the accommodation of BioPortal?
Sure.
No, that's Ken. Question for Ken. Because
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, he was saying that my statement have conflict with other suggestions.
It hinges on what you mean by accommodate.
Right, actually, yeah.
May I put this in the following way? So in a sense, what we are doing is actually taking BioPortal and abstracting something out of it, and then we get a bit more abstract interface and use this. And the ideal thing would be if the BioPortal people also would use our interface and adding their specifics based on this more abstract interface, so that we would have a common code base with them.
Right. I mean, that would be the next level of detail, which we'll go through later. I'm hoping we just outline the precepts now. So I totally agree with your point. Shall we move on to the next issue now? So Yuri, can you type the withdrawal of the Java base in on the chat for the records?
Oh, you mean I just type it and remove it from my?
I withdraw the Java base suggestion and we'll post it later as a recommendation or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because now we're talking about the key requirements of the architecture and personally I just think it would be a good recommendation but not a precept. Okay. All right. A question. Who are the immediate software contributors we need to accommodate? So I was hoping, I mean, most of the key players will be here. Because we are defining things on an abstract basis, but then we need to be grounded to sort of accommodate several people that have or will be contributing code. So who are these people?
Oh, you want to type that in?
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, this is the meeting record. I have a question for Till. John has sort of repeatedly indicated the potential contribution from yourself, and I guess also per the recommendation or the presentation from Emmanuel at the last meeting. One thing I'm not really sure is how does Alex Garcia's work fit in? Because I know he has been developing extensions based on or features that have been based on BioPortal, and he has presented some, but he has sort of hardly participated in any of the contribution discussions. So I have no idea where he stands. Do you know, Phil?
So I have not discussed this in detail with John, but I think if I consider the general discussions that we had, that we are happy to switch to the new system and we don't want to stick to this BioPortal clone that we have in Bremen,
mm-hmm.
because we also consider to extend this to more languages than just OWL and so on, and then of course will make very much sense to move to the new system.
Is your BioPortal clone the same BioPortal clone that Alex Garcia is developing his features on, or are you guys working on two different implementations? Because this is what...
No, it's Alex's system, yeah.
Oh, it's Alex. So Hat's work is actually building on Alex's system? Is that the understanding? Till? Till? Are you still there?
The line stay is funny. It's already dropped me once. I had to call back in.
Oh, maybe he got dropped. Hope not.
You don't realize that you're dropped until...
right. Yeah. Maybe we should... I should turn on... turn on the sound. Let me just do that so that at least if people drop out, we hear a sound. John Sower has always complained that he doesn't want to know if people drop in and out. Give me a moment. Till, I have a question for Till. If you're back on, please say so. All right, now if people call in or drops out, we'll hear that. Okay, oh, he has typed it up. So at least then we are accommodating NCBO Stanford, Northeastern, Toronto, in Cameron Ross's work, Bremen. Anybody else? Mike. Mike, you're not on the chat, but I assume you would want us to type in Raytheon BBM.
Yes, please.
Yes. Anyone else or anything, any other parties that any of us can think of?
Do we have the Neon group? I'm sorry, was that, I didn't actually see that explicitly listed here.
It's not listed here. We have had Matthew DeKine before, who indicated interest in participation. We had Andreas Hoff, who is now at Karlsruhe, who is part of the Neon effort, who says yes and recently joined the OR forum even. I had exchanges with Enrico Motta, who is the lead for the Neon project, who has indicated, say, yes, they should be participating. But I don't have positive or sort of real solid grounded pieces of code sent over quite yet. So at best,
okay.
I should put down Neon project ? And then of course the OMV is also part of Neon project, and that's definitely in. Am I correct? OMV is part of the Neon project?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay, document this. So TNT base. All right, our friends from Finland, Joni, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name correct.
Yes, quite correct.
So tell us what's on your mind. Are you observing if things look right, you guys would start contributing maybe some codes from the Onki project?
Yeah, I think I'll start by observing the stuff you guys talk about here, and maybe something of OMT is quite suitable for this project. We will, of course, like to contribute if possible.
Okay, would it be possible if you type that into the chat just for the record?
Yeah, okay, I can put that. Onki web page and approach page. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Fantastic. So at least everyone here is well represented. Bart is on the phone too. Bart, what is your position? So are you on the code contribution part of the game, or are you working on maybe running infrastructure, hosting, and possibly content rather than code?
I would be in the code part.
You're in the code part?
Yeah.
And type something in, please, so that it goes on record.
I'd definitely be interested in contributing code.
So when you say library, it's like code library, like...
for example, the matching, apology matching library that I've been working on.
Okay, could you spell that out clearly, because we, from the content side, we're actually also trying to engage like library scientists. I mean, so the term library could be misleading. Not today, but some other day. All right, let's move on to the key thing. I mean, now we know what the precepts are, who are the players, then what are our options? How do we approach them? So Till, I assume you can represent what Emmanuel told us at the last precept.
Yes.
Great, fantastic.
I have discussed with him today, so.
Fantastic. So let's enumerate what the options are.
Sorry, I don't understand the question. We have this architecture diagram.
Right. Let's say. So I was hoping people could send in one slide or one diagram, and tell us what their thinking is. And then we, of course, there probably will be three or four or more options. And then maybe at this meeting, we will either see if we could merge, we could distill, we could come up with something that this meeting would say, oh, yes, I mean, this is how we could move forward with. But before we have that discussion, I want to list the options. So, Till, I don't know if you're familiar with the slide or something, you could point to, let's say slide number 26 or whatever number, of Till's presentation, or if you have an architecture diagram with the URL, you can point to that. Other people too, if you have the URL, please start typing that in before we start the discussion. One diagram, one picture that would identify your proposal, or at least that candidate architecture, that would be great.
Peter, with respect to these suggestions, the difficulty I have with trying to compare some of them is that they're wildly inconsistent in terms of, you know, just what their components represent. So if you look, for example, at the architecture diagram for BioPortal, it's virtually impossible to tell that it's almost nothing in that diagram represents component in the sense of SOA. In fact, BioPortal is essentially one big component, well, actually two components. It's the GUI front end, which is Ruby on Rails, and then the core component, which is in Java. That's about it. I mean, in spite of the fact that there are all these things mentioned in the architecture diagram, the actual architecture consists of just exactly two components. And I think if we're going to be comparing and making suggestions about architecture, we need to know what granularity we're talking about. And yes, we would like to conform to use SOA as our approach, then it seems to me we need to have the discussion at the level of these web service components.
Absolutely. I think your point was also made by Emmanuel too at the fork session.
Yes.
Right. He made exactly that point. Yeah, that's why he proposed
that point.
Yeah.
But in my case, it was more specific in that I was actually looking at some of these architecture diagrams, such as Tile Portal, and realizing that there aren't any components in that diagram. Those are not action components at all.
I totally agree.
The diagram is very helpful.
So let's enumerate the options first, and then we'll discuss or try to merge or try to deliberate. Let's just list our options. Yuri, you have to be a lot more specific than telling us to Google. Point to one diagram or point to one thing that would help us accommodate the list of people that we were talking about. And this is not a general discussion anymore. We need to go into very specific as to how to accommodate BioPortal in the face of Ken's objections or Emmanuel's discussion and so on. I mean, that has to be a lot more specific. So,
Till?
Yes?
You are talking about RESTful interfaces?
Yes.
Okay, REST and SOAP are the two ways that one can specify a web service.
Yes.
I don't mean to criticize people that use REST, but REST is not a very effective language for specification of the interface. The WSDL is much, much better.
What is it?
REST is not a very effective way to formally specify an interface.
And what is better? What is better?
WSDL and SOAP.
So, Ken, could you type that out on the chat board for the record? Also, point us to provide a link, since I guess everyone is looking at the chat board. Type out the link to the proposal that you are suggesting as an option. We're not adopting anything yet. We're just enumerating the options. And Michael also. If you had already discussed, and I believe Cameron at his presentation had one architectural diagram somewhere.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So
could you give us a pointer to that on this chat? Because I mean this also goes back in as the meeting record. That's why I'm sort of trying to ask everyone at least to get everything in the same place.
Sorry, I got prepared. pointing to an earlier presentation.
If you go onto the our meeting page, near the very top. There are two bullets. It says CL support for OR and the fork session. Those two are probably where your resources, you could find your resources. Ken, could you provide a link to the architecture?
link. It's earlier on, up at the top.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. And it's also on the wiki page.
Okay, good, good. Injoni, plus one for restful. Are you agreeing with Till about restful interface, or are you plus one agreeing with Ken about rest not being very good?
Actually, I think it's more like agreeing with Till. It's quite good. I don't know if it's suitable for defining architecture, but in principle, I like REST.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you familiar with SOAP and RESTful? Or have you evaluated? Are you familiar? Have you evaluated the use of SOAP and RESTful, WSDL, as an alternative, and decided against it at some point, or you have just been working with REST and?
Well, actually, we used both of them in our services, but more and more, I'm personally more I prefer REST somehow. It's the simplicity of the interface. I mean, using it, but of course, in having some enterprise setting, SOAP can be like better.
Yeah, this is a very important architectural decision. I mean, since one, we are definitely doing SOA, so that the almost the next major thing would be a decision on the interface. So let's just list them and then we'll come to discussions. Can you probably want to very clearly type out a statement saying that you propose we use SOAP and RESTful as opposed to REST?
I just made a little remark
that yeah.
I have experience of developing web services for a military contract, and it actually happened that I was supposed to support both. They actually wanted both of those. And there's no question SOAP was a lot easier. The REST was very difficult to deal with.
You're dropping out.
So I don't know. People who say that REST is so easy and simple, I don't know if they've ever actually tried to do exactly the same project using both. I have. And I definitely say there's no question that SOAP is easier. I remember that I'm talking about a web services project where you have multiple web services communicating with each other. So in this case, with something like half a dozen web services in the whole project, in the whole system. And it was very hard to get them all to communicate properly using REST. It was very easy to do it with SOAP.
Okay,
so what can I say? I mean, I have the experience. Based on that experience, I certainly would prefer SOAP. But the whole thing is really, I mean, in the long run, it's moot because RESTful 2.0, the new version of RESTful, supports both SOAP and REST at the same time. So over time, you'll eventually see elimination of the distinction between these two.
Hmm. Maybe you could type that. For the record as well, Ian. Yeah, actually, we are just enumerating, so we're not deliberating yet. So, are we done? Anyone else want to add to the list of candidates of approaches?
Peter, this is Bart. I just wanted to mention that RESTful APIs are easier to implement with an existing system, because really what you're doing with REST is changing the protocol or how you're accessing a particular URL. And so, for example, if you use a GET, you get a certain type of information. If you get delete, you get another set of information. So if you already have a set of URLs that reference particular entities in your system, you can actually use the same URL externally by change the protocol that you access it with, and you get a different set of information. So with REST, it's much easier to build new web services, but having external systems reference the same URL. But maybe for our purpose, for OR, since we do have Wire Portal, it might be easier to use RESTful services because the actual URLs won't change. You won't have to write any new libraries or any new responses.
Is that the case with SOAP? A question for Ken.
Really don't know. I mean, you're comparing apples and oranges. You're saying that if you have a service that's already RESTful, then it's easy to use REST. Well, it seems a little bizarre to say that.
No,
or
no, so
it's easy to use REST if you're already URL-based, which is what REST is.
No, actually, what I'm saying is that you can, for SOAP, my understanding is correct, for SOAP you have to define how that SOAP call or the response is going to look like. So you have to define certain fields or certain overhead that you have to work on to get the SOAP response in a certain format, and then have the other side understand that format and parse it. Now, you have to do the same thing with REST, but with REST, it's much easier to add new services or new API responses. Because all you do is you have the same URL, you just change the way that an external application is calling that URL. By changing the HTTP method, you will get different type of call or different responses. So that's what I mean when you have an existing system that already has certain URLs that point to, an ontology or specific concepts in an ontology. By changing how you actually reference that URL, you can get different types of services. But the actual structure, so for example, let's say you have some concept that defines a person, the structure that comes back on a RESTful service looks exactly the same as in your database. You don't have to change much. It's just the fields look exactly the same way as they do it internally in your system.
Again, you're basically saying that if you have a RESTful system, then it's easy for it to be a RESTful system. Because everything you said right now basically says that your system is already RESTful. REST is basically just, accessing resources via URL. So, if, on the other hand, you have a system which is more programmatic, it's based on classes and methods, the way that you normally program in a language like Java, then having a RESTful interface is completely artificial and extremely difficult to implement in practice, and that's what I found. So if you're already thinking in terms of REST, if you built your system in terms of URL REST, of course it's easier to use REST. If, on the other hand, your system is more, object-oriented, where you have large numbers of objects that you wish to pass around, and, you're thinking in terms of methods applied to classes, then REST becomes very difficult. That's what I found in my experience with working on the system, where, we were passing around complex objects, and we wanted to deal with them as objects in programming language. Then REST becomes, really artificial, extremely difficult to implement by comparison. So it's all a question of, kind of your point of view. If you're already in that point of view of, accessing via URLs, of course REST is going to be easier. Does that help explain what's going on?
Isn't that what Wire Portal has now?
It had that. In fact, it had both. Deep inside the system, it had something called a service class. And it had a RESTful interface on top of the service classes. What I did actually in my posting above was to extract your service interface. To some degree, I basically extracted what would be their whistle. And what I found was that the WSL was somewhat simpler. You know, with that interface is somewhat simpler than the RESTful interface that they had on top of it. And the system actually, you know, was quite a bit simpler when you just, you know, remove the REST layer and try to interact with it directly via the SOAP and objects. Can you use them together? Yes, I built systems that I did actually have to do this for the military contract, where you have a single service that accepts both REST and SOAP at the same time. And so that certainly can be used together.
So maybe the deciding factor would be how much work is going to be done outside of the ORI system. If it's just a simple, you know, a reference, you want to get some information about an object, then you just use the RESTful API. If you need to interact with it more on a sort of back-and-forth system or process, then maybe SOAP is better. Because
yeah, actually, that is the
full object.
You want to get the objects. That's the difference. If you're using a very simple interface where, you know, you basically have just four methods, you know, you want to be able to get, you know, retrieve something, you want to be able to create an object. Well, it's not an object, it's just a simple thing. You want to create something, you want to update it, or you want to delete it. As soon as you go beyond those four, you're really outside of REST.
That's true.
You no longer, it only accommodates those four possibilities.
I totally agree with that. So maybe if we want to have a simple API, just people can reference the information in the repository, REST might be easier for other people to, or other systems to implement. If they want to do some more heavy lifting and actually interact with the system, then having a SOAP interface for that would be. But for adoption purposes, I think REST might be easier for people to pick up and start working with the system. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible to have a RESTful interface in addition to a SOAP interface. Like I say, you can accommodate both.
Okay, actually we're still enumerating and not deliberating yet, but obviously we've gone into that a little already. So let me go back and ask if people have further options that want to bring to the table. Otherwise, I mean, these will be sort of the key ones that we will be looking at and trying to select or merge or distill from.
So what was that, Peter?
No, I mean, if any further architectural candidates or approaches, Mike. Particular, Mike Dean. If you're still on the call.
I'm here, so I was muted. No, I think that covers it pretty well.
All right. Good. So, let me bring up the various options. So far, the key ones are with at least diagrams. Is everyone able to get to the chat the shared screen? I'm going to bring up the various ones.
No, I cannot.
You cannot. Then you have to go to the links as people had suggested. If you can, then okay, I have, I mean, for those who are on the shared screen, let's run through the various architectures that we are talking about. The first one I have is from the from BioPortal. And then we have the Emmanuel's sort of adjustment to the BioPortal with an additional introduction of a TNT base. Maybe question for Till. Does this proposal from Bremen suggest replacing whatever back end with TNT base, or is it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So it's not an addition, but a replacement.
Yeah, I think so, because TNT base is basically a fully fledged database, but it can store XML objects and also has a versioning. So. I'm not sure whether it really would make sense to have two backends there.
Is it very scalable and field proven and everything? Do you know?
It's scalable. It's based on the Berkeley DB, so that has been there for more than 10 years. And on the other hand, it's based on Subversion, which is also very mature. So the combination itself has not been used for large-scale projects yet, but has been tested intensively.
Mm. Yeah, obviously one of the visions of OR is to be the place where people could find ontologies, has to be, I mean, that goes back to 101. I mean, it's a repository, so it has to be persistent, has to be there, has to be available, and all those things. So reliability, robustness definitely is something we has to be built into the architecture. Yeah. So
not familiar with TNT base. Could you? Is it kind of a relational database? Is that what you're suggesting when you say BerkDB?
Yes.
So it's an extension of relational.
Yes.
Okay. How would you store, say, you know, OMV data, metadata on MTNT base?
So basically, the metadata is also stored as an XML object, I think.
XML?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would... How would you do inference on something like that? I mean, it is... OMV is in OWL, right?
Yeah, of course. So you can use XQuery to search this. So you have quite efficient search methods. But if you want to do inference, then ultimately you have to load the result of a query to some external tool, of course.
I mean, my assumption would be that
you know, we would be doing inference even on metadata for the sake of, you know, like searching for ontologies, things like that. So you would want to make use of, say, class hierarchies, you know, classification hierarchies.
You mean in the metadata, not in the ontologies?
In the metadata itself.
Yeah, okay. So the metadata is an owl ontology in a sense.
Right, right. So just storing it in raw form doesn't seem like it would be the best. But, yeah, I mean, that's a possibility.
But, yeah, don't get too ontology specific there, though. I mean, the metadata, we don't want to necessarily build in a particular language for the metadata yet.
Yeah, see, that's exactly my concern.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have a back end where it would be a little more agnostic.
For example?
Well, perhaps using an API for the back end, introducing an API, right, a specification, so that we would be able to store it, you know, storage and inference. And then, of course, you know, TNT base could then accommodate this API.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So that, you know, it's
pretty. But if you just use a relational database system, then I think the situation is much worse. So.
On the other hand, some people may want to use database and the relational database system at the back end. As long as they can accommodate our API, it should be okay.
Okay, yeah. Surely, yeah.
So we
within TNT base, you can actually much more efficiently query the XML data. So, for example, if you have OWL ontologies, you can store them in XML. If you have common logic ontologies, you can store them in XML as well. And then you can query for certain tags and their values and so on. And that's much more efficient than when you do the same queries with a relational database system.
So it's like, if you store these info sets, store them as info sets, is that the idea? Or are you storing them as, you don't store them textually, I hope.
No, basically it's a kind of storing the XML trees.
So update would be relatively straightforward. Compared with trying to do that in XML. Broad.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, surely.
Is the interface something like DOM or is it something else?
XQuery.
Yeah, this sounds like if we could come up with a good API for this, it would work very well. But we need to come up with the API.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Because one of the things I struggled with in BioPortal is that their back end is you must have seen this too, you know, because that's. Back end doesn't seem to be all that consistent. You know, they have different approaches, different ways of storing their information, different strategies, I should say.
Right, and also they said they're switching the back end over to a triple store, which I think there was already some discussion, some dismay voiced in the OR forum, which I sort of quickly tried to stop developing into a flame war, but then the back end issue is an issue.
Well, no, they're trying to make it more uniform by moving to a triple store, but then that kind of like the reason it was a little controversial in this group was because there was a commitment to a particular ontology language style. That was the issue there.
Yeah, absolutely. So using a triple store is almost definitely out of the question, unless someone wants to disagree here.
Michael, since you're the one working on CL mostly.
Yeah.
Is it actually feasible to have a single API that would accommodate all these different specification languages?
Oh, I see. Sorry, I preempted your question. I think at the API level, we could specify that. Like I said, because we have a fixed and relatively small number of languages that we're considering. Right? I mean, it's essentially, like you raised the one issue, right, of what reasoning do we want to do and, you know, where is that reasoning occurring? And so then that requires to have a particular language in order to do that reasoning. But I think we could come up with a generic API that then, as it does, you know, on a case-by-case basis, depending on what the actual language is, work it that way. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, that's kind of what we're hoping for.
Could we come up with a subcommittee that would actually develop such an API?
We are not quite there yet. I mean, no. In the order of business, I mean, we'll come to it. If everyone would bear with me. So let's sort of go back on enumerating our options and then talk about next moves, like delegating to a committee. We're definitely not going to decide everything here.
Getting kind of late today.
Yes, I know. We are about 20 minutes. And Yuri, you sent up, send over an architectural architectural presentation. Is that your work?
Yeah, I just a little bit focused, just focusing on the information I exposed in the list. Probably it's interesting that it's very fresh ideas and architecture. I think it could be helpful to take a look. Okay, thinking about the open concept and ontology and cloud computing.
Since you know this work much better than we do, tell us where does that fit into? I mean, you've been at our earlier sessions on the during the fork session in the CL. Where do new ideas or things that we are discussing, where would your suggestion fit into that whole scheme of things without having us sort of having to really, go through your slides?
It's hard for me to enter the community style discussion because I'm new and I try to catch and synchronize your ideas and your approach with my vision, and I'd like to just to be here as I am. And my feeling that the things are developing so fast that we probably need to focus in a little bit out of what we have right now, so to predict what challenges we'll need in a few years while the API and the approach will be developed, and the other guys and lots of people, I guess, and the groups are thinking about this process of the semantic web development. And I'm not sure that it's the key to catch the exact features right now if we don't have the goal to build something immediately. If we want to be in the process, I'd like to make more wide vision and agree with this. So where are we going to be in, say, a year or two. Are you sure it would be in the API problem? I think we're building some software. Okay, let me see. Really, I just want to tell something that lots of people thinking about the same stuff, and we probably need to make a little bit wider view around, and I just did the search and bring the stuff very close to our discussion.
Okay, thank you for that contribution, but again, I mean, I have to emphasize, the OOR project started in 2008. We are almost 3 years into the game.
Oh.
And we're not starting a new architectural discussion, although we actually are reevaluating everything. There is code base, there are, I mean, if you look at the list of people who are potentially contributing, all these people have work that spanned years before this point that are contributing. We are trying to accommodate those rather than sort of generating a new architecture for things. So generic ideas are not as applicable as things that would accommodate current state of affairs. So maybe I would set your contribution aside for now and focus more on the existing things to see how we can come to some conclusion. And in the meantime, if you read through what the other people have and then compare that to your proposals, and come up with concrete ones that would enhance what others have suggested or would help mitigate some of the conflicts or conflicts that you hear being discussed, that would be great. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Okay, of course.
All right.
Sure.
So we are only like 15 minutes to the end, and we'll have to very quickly do two more things. Try to delegate the architecture to some offline discussion so that they could come back and propose something based on the precepts that are agreed. And then a quick question is, are we in a position to suggest an API, or should we land a sort of high-level architecture first? I need someone who knows what he's doing to tell me.
What exactly are you asking?
Okay, should we at the same time delegate one group to work out the details on the architecture based on the precepts agreed? Or should we send out the group to do both architecture and API, or maybe slightly adjoining groups?
Well, let me ask to the group right now. I mean, I posted an architecture diagram. What do you think of that? I mean, is there any, does it miss anything? I mean, is there a problem with it?
No, I mean, five people posted architecture diagrams. And they don't all look alike, and actually they all look different.
Well, I just pointed out the other architecture diagrams are not, in fact, architecture diagrams. They're not SOA. So you can't really compare them.
No, we can't. I mean, that's why we need.
Well, that's why I'm asking those who develop these other diagrams. Since you can't compare them directly anyway, how about just looking at my diagram, and saying, well, okay, how compatible is it with yours?
Are you on the shared
only
screen?
Way at this point you can compare them. You can't compare them by saying, well, these look different. Just, like I say, they're not the same kind of diagram.
Are you on the shared screen?
Shared. Sure. What do you mean?
I mean, about on the VNC, yeah. So, I mean, of course, I mean, I hear you saying that BioPortal is not really surface-oriented at the level of detail we need, but for example, Colore system architecture says it's a runs on a RESTful framework. So
yeah, I don't know how many RESTful components does Colore have.
Exactly. I mean, that goes back to my question.
I can't see that from the diagram.
Exactly. That goes back actually to my question. My question is, should we just have people go out or have a small group go out and mitigate on an architectural diagram, or should we at the same time ground it by saying at the end of the day, this small group agrees on an architecture as well as the APIs? So should we just do architecture first and then the API afterwards, or should we be doing both at the same time? I actually, not being a developer, I don't know the answer. I look to everyone at this meeting to give a sort of neutral opinion on what the next step is.
I would recommend a small subcommittee actually. You know, try to work out and accommodate the differences. You can do the architecture and then do the API.
Well, or like Ken said, I mean, it's up to the all the various groups to articulate their architecture diagrams to the point where everyone's kind of on the same level of detail and addressing the same issues. So we're not comparing apples and oranges.
Right.
And coming to some consensus on the functionalities there, and then to start worrying about how to start designing APIs.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. So
does that make sense, Ken?
Yeah. At the moment, I can't compare them because they're not the same.
Right. Exactly. So we need to get to the point where we actually can compare and assess, and then specify the kind of agreed, commonly, the consensus functionalities within, and consensus functionalities within the architecture for all more.
Right. So who could do that?
Okay, let me suggest this. Of course, the three or four major contributors, I mean, let's go back to the contributors. We definitely need someone from NCBO, from Northeastern, from Toronto, from Bremen, and from Raytheon, DBN, and hopefully one person from Neon. That's almost for sure. Then the optional ones would be Anki. So Johnny, could you find out one whether you are in, because it at this point sort of committed. If then send someone to join in the architectural discussion. If you would want to wait and see, then maybe join after the architectural discussion would be equally welcome. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think I could also.
Okay. Of course, I mean, since all our meetings are open, so even if you're not there on to help make the decisions, everyone can definitely be open to the outcomes, to the discussion, and so on. So even this, I would suggest for that group, architectural group, to make sure the whole process is transparent in maybe regularly updating on the OR forum so that people could slip in ideas and then announce your meetings if people want to join and observe during the meetings to be able to join. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, and then Yuri, keep posting your suggestions. But I think people who are just contributing to architecture without contributing to code should only be making suggestions and not helping make decisions, because you are not going to be writing the code. And I would like for people who are really writing the code to make the final calls. Would that be agreeable to everyone here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll capture that. The decision is delegate to committee. Committee to run with an open, transparent process, and we'll keep thinking up. To be announced so others can join as observers. Only code contributors will be making the will participate in making the final decisions. Other architecture only. Suggestions will only be provided as references to the committee. Okay, I've typed 5 lines onto the chat board. If anyone disagree, or 4, 4 things, please say it now. Otherwise, we will let me repeat. On the committee, will rep from NCBO and EU, Toronto, who else? Raytheon, Greenland. Did I miss anyone? The sure people are NCBO, NEU, Toronto, Bremen, Raytheon, DBM. Did I miss any key player or Neon? inside it. Home key. Alright. Two more lines I typed in. Precept agreed the key requirements of new architecture will drive the committee's work. On the committee will be rep from NCBO, NEU, UT, Bremen, Raytheon, Neon. And then Onkey will decide. And you, Ri, you will work on posting some suggestions. Yuri, I assume you are not planning to be writing code for this group.
Of course.
Yes, we'll be writing contributing code or not contributing code.
Yeah, I plan to write the code. That's what I'm doing. It's my job that I'm not so active because I'm a little bit busy with the code writing.
Okay, so you will also be under the to be decided group. Okay, have we missed anyone? Oh, Bart. Bart, what kind of role do you plan to play?
I'm not sure at this point. I'll just be working on my library. The matching algorithm.
Okay, so
how that's going to fit at the end, I'm not sure.
So focus on contribution rather than put your time on the architectural discussion. Let this committee come up with the architecture and the APIs, and then maybe you work with those instead then.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So we've got that far solved the problem. So committee will work up an architecture first, and then develop the API. So architecture. Committee. All right, come to the so would each party sort of nominate their representative, and for those party who are not here, I will try to contact them. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I'll talk to Cameron and update him for today's meeting.
Yeah. Member Peter to contact those who are not here today. Do we want to talk about recommended development platform, like use of Java, doing it on Eclipse, and so on, or is that next stage?
Let's leave that for the next stage. I think we have to be clear on our kind of our functionality and architecture and make that decision there.
Okay.
Ken, do you think?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, Ken and Mike.
It's premature.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, for me, it's clear, Eclipse and Java, and work with it. Doesn't matter whatever.
Okay. So we've got our immediate next items, any other business. Okay, last thing about regular meeting time. Does this time work well for everyone? Because we want to get...
Peter,
go ahead.
If I was the cause for this change, because my schedule for the rest of the semester changed until... the meeting time for one of my courses,
I mean, Cameron, you know, is the one that's going to be doing primarily the coding for the with Calore. So, I mean, the fact that I can't make every meeting for the next, you know, 6 weeks or so, I mean, Cameron can fill in. So if the other meeting time was optimal for everyone else, then, I think Cameron can represent anything, any issues from Calore.
You were the cause to raise the question, but you're definitely not the driver to move it to 6 a.m. in the morning for me. I guess our European friends from Europe would say the original time is totally suboptimal.
Okay.
Because it's like a Friday evening when they should be on a date rather than
right.
at a no-hour call. So this is long overdue anyway.
I mean, this time's good for me.
Yeah, actually...
And for Emmanuel, it's not so good, I think. Emmanuel would prefer the later date, I think.
Later time? Okay. Good, that's a good point.
So, because he has to collect his children at that time because his wife is giving a lecture.
All right. That's good. Let me also say a few things. Of course, I thank our friends from Finland for bringing this up. Otherwise, I mean, maybe that accounts for why we had more Americans than we had people from the EU, from Europe before. So moving it up is probably a good idea. Also, I want to bring people back to one other discussion whom maybe some of you were not involved in. It's originally when we plan our meetings, we would say we'll decide on a time and then we'll meet every other week because, I mean, there wasn't a lot of activity. But we did say that further down the road, when we come to a point whereby there will be a lot of technical activities, we would probably use that time and do like alternate week. Maybe every other week is a really deep water technical session, and then the alternate weeks are the administrative, the high-level discussions. So I think this is almost about time that we might go into this kind of an arrangement. Does that sound good to everyone? So that the real deep level, the coders, the developers, would have one meeting every other Friday, and then everyone else, I mean, myself included, who were interested to observe, could also join. And then the alternate weeks will be doing the high-level things, the administrative, the maybe architectural, spreading the word, socializing the whole thing, recruiting people who contribute content, and so on. I mean, that could... Or even content level discussions, that would be the other Fridays. So we could start meeting every Friday, but on alternate sort of things. Does that look good?
Can we do that?
Yeah, if that, then maybe we have too few people here to make decisions anyway. So that's how I would continue to run it. And for people, I mean, if you want to be heard, you have to come up with go to the doodle poll and advise when you will or will not be available. And short of everything else, then, we could only go by the number of votes to a particular time. Because, I mean, it's never going to be one time that fits all. But it's possible that we could do the two alternate weeks on two alternate times.
That's a good idea.
Which would be helpful. Some people like Till, that definitely we would definitely want him to be in the deep water discussion, or Cameron, then we could sort of more accommodate them on that technical session time, and then other people who we want on the high level aspects, I mean, on a separate time. Okay, on that note, I'll capture this into the notes later. One last round. Anyone have burning issues to bring up?
I don't know if you'd call this a burning issue, but just for those who are in academics, you can probably appreciate this a little bit more. I'm eligible, actually, for a sabbatical next year, and I'm looking around to see where it would be interesting to visit. So if you're in academics and, you know, this might be an interesting opportunity.
I'm on sabbatical.
Oh.
I'm on sabbatical next year, too, Ken.
Oh, wow.
You are also.
Does that mean we can get both of you to do 24/7 on OOR?
I was hoping to visit Raymond, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we'll end up with Phil and John.
Also.
Yeah.
We would be happy to host you and Raymond for some time period.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, we should
you guys should continue the conversation.
That would be interesting, have us all in Bremen.
Mm. Or at least, I mean, even if not a whole year, I mean, some have some big Bremen thing.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I didn't mean the whole year, but yeah. Although even that might not be excluded, why not? But yeah.
Okay. On that note, I will say that this has been a very productive meeting, and let's continue. I mean, be more active on the OR list. I don't think the OR forum, the listserv for OR Dev is anywhere near the level of activity we would hope it will provide. So And since that is sort of the best asynchronous platform yet, so please use that more. That would help reduce meetings and enlist more people as well. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.